AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Ventus tests its high with healthcare REIT breadth behind it, while volume trails the move. Ventus gained 6.0% for the week and finished just 1.1% below its 52-week high. But the latest advance came on only 0.7 times its 13-week average volume. Research brief. Ventus closed at $96.10 on 17 July, up 6.0% for the week and 18.5% over 4 weeks, keeping its weekly trend signal active after a 54-week streak. The healthcare facilities REIT group is providing a strong backdrop, with 87.5% trend breadth and 81.2% positive readings for both market dynamics and relative strength. The main qualification is participation. Latest volume of 14.4 million shares sat below both the 20.9 million 13-week average and the 15.8 million 1-year average. Key points. 1. Ventus ended the week at $96.10, only 1.1% below its $97.16 52-week high, and 14.5% above the weekly trend line at $83.91. 2. The stock's 18.5% 4-week advance outpaced the U.S. real estate sector average of 6.4% and the healthcare facilities REIT industry average of 12.2%. 3. Trend breadth remains unusually persistent at 100.0%, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 54-week active streak in the current weekly regime. 4. Participation is the weak spot. 14.4 million shares traded in the latest week, equal to 0.7x the 13-week average and 0.9x the 52-week average. 5. Valuation risk has increased, with the close 58.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at $60.75 and recent volatility at 4.0% versus a 2.9% 1-year baseline. Price action puts Ventus back near the top of its range. Ventus finished the latest completed week at $96.10, gaining 6.0% and lifting the stock to 96.8% of its 52-week range. The move leaves VTR just 1.1% below the $97.16 high and 50.4% above the $63.90 low. A strong position for a 41.0 BUSD real estate name tied to healthcare facilities in the US, Canada, and the UK. The follow-through is broader than a one-week bounce. VTR is up 18.5% over 4 weeks, 14.9% over 12 weeks, 23.3% over 26 weeks, and 48.9% over 52 weeks. That profile fits a continuation setup, but it also raises the importance of execution near the high, where failed breakouts can become sharper if participation does not improve. Sector and industry context remain supportive. The sector backdrop is constructive. U.S. real estate averaged a 3.0% weekly gain, 6.4% over 4 weeks, and 8.7% over 12 weeks, with 66.0% of constituents in active weekly trends. VTR ranked in the 92nd percentile among 248 U.S. real estate peers, reinforcing that its advance is not merely tracking the group. The industry picture is stronger still. U.S. healthcare facilities REITs averaged a 4.5% weekly gain and 12.2% over 4 weeks, while industry trend breadth stood at 87.5%. Positive market dynamics and relative strength breadth each measured 81.2%, putting VTR's 6.0% weekly move and 18.5% 4-week return in a group where demand is broad rather than isolated. Trend signal is intact, but volume confirmation is incomplete. Ventus remains above its weekly trend line of $83.91 by 14.5%, and the trend signal has been active for 54 weeks. Market dynamics is positive at 0.44 after a 4-week improvement, and relative strength is positive at 12.74, leaving the signal state constructive even though there was no fresh buy reading in the latest week. The participation read is less persuasive. Latest volume was 14.4 million shares, below the 20.9 million 13-week average and the 15.8 million 52-week average. The prior thrust in late June and early July carried heavier volume of 23.1 million and 22.6 million shares. So the latest 6.0% rebound has price confirmation, but not the stronger turnover that would make the move cleaner. Risk now centers on crowding, valuation distance, and volatility. The premium to ShareMaestro fair value is now 58.2%, with fair value at $60.75. that does not negate the trend, but it raises the bar for new demand to keep absorbing supply near the high. The stock's recent volatility is also elevated, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 4.0% versus a 2.9% one-year baseline. The 52-week up-down split remains favorable at 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks, and average positive weeks of 2.5% have been slightly larger than average negative weeks of 2.2%. Still, six recent reversal markers in the smart money tape and a close near the high argue for watching whether momentum remains orderly or begins to show exhaustion. What to watch next? The next test is whether VTR can convert its near high close into a sustained breakout with stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would be a clearer sign that institutions are adding behind the move, rather than allowing price to drift upward on lighter turnover. The weekly trend line remains the key regime level, but with price already 14.5% above it, nearer-term evidence will come from activity pressure, relative strength, and the stock's ability to stay close to the 97.16 USD high. A loss of momentum while volume expands would change the character of the setup. Continued positive pressure with broader REIT support would keep the continuation case intact. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.